Hare Krishna. So we welcome you on. Today is what day?
14th
of July. June. 14th of June. For the nurses meeting. The question is that when we get dream about holy place, holy temple, holy people, what message we should draw from that? Getting dreams of the Lord or getting dreams of the Lord's devotees, saintly people, or of the Lord's holy place, all things are very auspicious, and everyone does not get all these dreams regularly. Although we want, every day we want sweet dreams, and devotees always want to have sweet dreams of Krishna or the Lord every day, so that their night, the mode of ignorance, tamoguna, will be converted into a sweet spiritual experience. But if we don't get it, that's okay. But if we do get it, the message is only one, that we have to become more God conscious. The only message that we should receive from this is that we have to become more God conscious. Our tendency is, whenever we get such kind of dreams, we want to enjoy it. That's our mood, right? But we should be very grateful for such dreams, first of all. We should not just feel like enjoying it. We should feel very grateful for it. And we should not just leave it there only and start our routine as it is. So when many people tell me, they got this darshan in the dream, that darshan in the dream. So I want to only ask one question. What are you doing now after you have got that dream? What change that dream has occurred, has caused in your life? How you have taken a positive message from that dream to help your spiritual life to grow? Or is it like one of the 51 happenings in life? One of them is this dream, and it just happened like another 50 things and it passed by. How it has helped me? So we are not here to have mysterious experiences. Please understand this. Many spiritualists are always looking for some mysterious, blissful experiences. And dream is one of them. They say, hey, my Guru Maharaj came in my dream yesterday and he told me this. I was in the holy place of Vrindavan and I was in this temple right in front of the Lord. And we want to really be happy about it. And being happy is not a bad thing. But we should not be attached to the happy experience of that dream. We should be attached to becoming more God conscious by the help of that dream. Like one time you told me that you got a dream where there was a lot of light and light was pulling you and you wanted to go, but some bondage was pulling you back. So you were in two minds whether I should go ahead or I should go back, and finally you went back, right? That light, if it is seen by you, that light is the effulgence of the Lord. Lord has a lot of effulgence, you know, Abha or Tej, which Lord is fully surrounded by that Abha, aura, you can say. It's all lighted by the Lord's aura. And beyond that aura, Lord is there. So the aura also is very happy, happiness giving, very blissful. The Lord's effulgence is also satisfying like anything. Too much blissful. But we have to know by our understanding that there is something more blissful than that aura also, which is the Lord Himself. It's like you like Lata Mangeshkar. She sings very well. But singing is one of her aspect. She is something else. From her the singing comes. So she is the source of the singing. That beautiful voice, beautiful singing is coming from her, from a person called Lata Mangeshkar. So we can't get only stuck at the music and the song and forget the person. So the effulgence of the Lord is also very, 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 very blissful. But you should not forget that this effulgence is coming from that beautiful person called Lord. We can call Lord Sri Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, or whoever, Supreme Master, Supreme Father. And that Supreme, if that Supreme Father is giving so much pleasure through his light only, how much pleasure he must be having within himself. And if we connect with him, how much joy it will come. So, what message I would like to draw from this dream is that Lord is trying to show you that see, this is just the beginning, this is not the end, there is something more than that. And maybe he wants to create that urge in you to find that more. And maybe he wants you to change in your life in such a way that you can get connected to that much better thing than what you have seen. This is what I perceived when you told me that. So, in dreams, so many things happen because of the past life, because of this life, old experiences, because of many things are there in subconscious mind. And subconscious mind can give you variety of experience. Sometimes a dreadful murder will take place in dream, and sometimes, you know, you may be murdering your mother only. Sometimes dream comes like that also. Horrible dreams come. And sometimes great dreams come that you are on the moon, flying on the moon, and you are with very angel-like people who are very beautiful, and so much happiness was there with being with them. There was so much fragrance and so much. Another thing about the Lord is fragrance. Whenever Lord is there, there is fragrance, and it's not Agarbatti fragrance. It is Lord's fragrance. You know, so these are the Lord wants to give you experience about Him through your nose, through your eyes, through your ears, through your tongue, and He wants to give you the experience to you. Which is not only going in, giving in dreams, but also giving in life also. When you eat prasad, when you see the deity, when you see the holy place, when you go there actually, hear stories of the Lord, or chant the name of the Lord and hear the kirtan. All this is, Lord is giving you His experiences through your senses. And dream may, all your senses are sleeping, but your subconscious mind is active. And it is receiving something which is very divine. I feel that you have to thank the Lord for that experience. Instead of a bad dream, a very good dream has come, connected with God. But your lifestyle has to always match with the beautiful experience of the Lord that you have got in your dream. Otherwise, the dream will become one of the 51st event that happens in life and it goes away. And it is said in Marathi, Mani vase ta sapni disai. If you see a mountain and then you see a gold, afterwards you go see gold and you see mountain, then you will say mountain, gold mountain in the dream. You collect things. This is a play, game of mind. But Lord's dreams are not like that. I will pray today, ki today, I have heard this story and today I am meditating on this story for the whole day, and today I want to get the dream of the same story only. But it will not come. It will come by the mercy of the Lord only. The Lord wants to give you experience, He will give you. But humble advice I want to give you, that do not hanker after such dreams, because they may not come when you want. That's why I do not hanker after those dreams. Whatever dreams have come already, try to remember them. And try to remember them while you are doing day-to-day activity in your life. You cannot have your life fully mundane, materialistic with such dreams. Because then there is no connection. Na? It's one platform, one wavelength, and your life is another wavelength. Then actually you cannot derive the fullest benefit of those dreams. You can derive the fullest benefit of those dreams when you are on that platform. For example, Srila Prabhupada was told by his guru at age of 22 that you give up everything and go to the West and preach the message of love of God to everybody. So he thought, okay, I'm just married now, a small kid, you know, just married, first kid is there. And then he got 4 kids, and then he had married life for many years, and then he became middle-aged, and regularly after some interval, he would get one dream. That his guru, who had passed away by that time. In 1922, he met him for the first time. and told him that you go to the West. In 1933, he gave him initiation, Diksha, and again told the same thing, one to one, that I want you to go to West. But he said, Guru Maharaj, I have family, how do I go now? It's too premature. But he was meditating on that, how to go. In 1936, his Guru Maharaj actually left the world. After that, so many times Prabhupada got the dream. Guru Maharaj coming in the dream and telling him, please go to the West. Regularly he would get the dream. And finally, he went. Because it not once, many times he came in the dream and told. So such dreams are not ordinary dreams. Like they are not a game of the mind. Spiritual master want to instruct you, he can come in the dreams and instruct you also. If the spiritual master comes in your dream and doesn't say anything, you just see him on the stage, you see him doing something, but he doesn't speak with you, it's fine, but nothing significant. But a spiritual master, Guru Maharaj, comes in your dream and speaks to you something, do this, then you should take it very seriously and do it. Like I told you, story of Narsingadev, the DT, how he came in Mayapur, I told you, sorry. So the dream, in the dream, that Stapati got a dream that his guru told him in the dream, you please make it for ISKCON. I want you to make it for ISKCON. And next day, telegram came from guru to him that make it for ISKCON. So what his dream and his telegram was matching. So it was the instruction of his Gurudev. He conveyed through dream. So it's a very serious matter. It's not just be ignored. But such dreams everybody may not get. Like I just read, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, you have seen him, some of you have seen him? The black colored sannyasi who had come in here, 42 days he stayed here. He was one of the greatest guru of ISKCON. He died of melanoma of the foot. Very serious cancer he got. So he, when he was dying, my Guru Maharaj Radhanath Swami was with him. Every day, for 7 weeks they stayed together. Because Bhakti Tirtha Swami told him that I want to die in your arms, so you please stay with me. So Maharaj dropped all programs, cancelled everything and stayed in Philadelphia for 7 weeks. So in that period of time, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj told one day to Radhana Swami that Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj came in my dreams, who had already passed away. That Swamiji who already passed away, who was very close to Prabhupada, one of the most intimate disciples of Prabhupada. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj told him, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, in the dream that he was telling, that he said that Tamal Krishna Maharaj was crying in my dream. So I asked in the dream, why are you crying? So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that when I left, my disciples were crying. So now why are you crying now? So now I am crying because when you will leave, your disciples will cry. So I am feeling bad for them, so I am crying. And then he said, Prabhupada is soon going to call you back to the kingdom of God. And then he said, as I have come now to you, I will come again to you to meet you. And the dream got ended. So this dream he told Radhana Swami. And they were very happy to have this dream actually. And then few days time, the murtis which were worshipped by Tamal Krishna Swami, along with the Tamal Krishna Maharaj's photograph, arrived in Philadelphia, in his house. The disciples of Tamal Krishna Maharaj brought the murti, Radha Krishna murti, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj's big photograph in the room of Bhakti Tirtha Swami, where he was in a deathbed. And immediately he understood, he has come again. In the form of his worshipable murti and photograph, he had promised me he'll come again, he has come again. So what I'm trying to tell you, because Prabhupada was on that platform, he has already decided that I want to go sometime, because I can't go now, but I want to fulfill my order of my guru. I have to go. And he was constantly meditating while he was doing his chemical business or whatever he was doing. So, because he was in such a mental situation all throughout his married life, the dream was relevant. The dream and his life was matching on the same wavelength. That's why the dream was relevant. And the dream instruction he fulfilled afterwards. And because Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's life was so much spiritually surcharged, the dream of Tamal Krishna Maharaj was very relevant. Because he already told him that the way Prabhupada called me urgently from this world to that world, he is going to call you also very soon. So it was a signal for him. The time is very short and I will also go. And it was a happy news that I am not going to go to hell or any other place. I am going to go back to Godhead. And then onwards, he would get regular dreams that one chariot has come. Divine chariot has come to take me to Golok Vrindavan, to spiritual world. And he would say, there are two seats on the chariot. One is for me and one is for somebody else. So I don't know who the next person is, who is going to accompany me, who is my friend, who is going to come with me. So he said, Radhanath Maharaj, is it you who want to accompany me? So we have discussed like this regularly, you know, in those days. I always see that there is a chariot and there are two seats on that. So which friend is going to accompany me back home, back to Godhead? So Maharaj would not say anything, just keep quiet. So such intense things can happen in dream, provided we are on that platform of spirituality. Otherwise, the dream will become only an entertainment, which we don't want. We don't want dreams that are entertaining us, amuse us, and we want to continue with our materialistic life. And we want such dreams to come again and again to entertain us. That should not be the case. We should take spiritual dreams very seriously. And if at all the holy place has come in your dream, it's the greatest of fortune. Greatest of fortune. That in the dream, you are actually there. Na? You're not watching a movie. What you see is you are there in the holy place, right? Your body is in Bombay in some Mira Road building on the bed. But spiritually, you are in that holy place visiting that darshan and that lecture and something you are watching. You are already there mentally, spiritually. So that purifying experience is already with you. Imagine actually if you go there with devotees and visit and take darshan, hear the stories and take bath in the holy river there, take prasadam of that temple. How purifying it will be. So maybe the Lord is doing advertisement to you. Why don't you come? I want to call you. Please come to my holy place. I've been calling you again and again. Please come. So, it's up to us. How do we respond? I would say the dream is not so important. What is important is how you react to that. What do you do after that dream? That will determine whether the dream was really worth, relevant or not. So many dreams come and go. Who cares, you know? What matters? It doesn't matter anything. What matters is our life, what we do in our life. So life is spiritual, then everything becomes very effective and relevant in your life. And very powerful also at the same time. That dream which Prabhupada was getting regularly, his Guru Maharaj, you know, calling him again and again. And finally, you may not know, all of you may not know, what exactly happened was, at one point of time, he left home. His wife was very uncooperative and very abusive, and one event happened, and he left home. He left home, then he took sannyas, on the advice of his godbrothers, and then he went to Vrindavan, and then again his Guru Maharaj came in dream. So that time he was ready, he said, now I am ready, I am preparing. I want to write these books, what I want to carry with me, and then I will go. And he wrote three books as explanation or as tatparya, explanation of the first skanda of Srimad Bhagavatam. He translated into three volumes and they were ready. And when he ended the translation of three volumes, actually not only his Guru Maharaj, but all the Guru Parampara appeared to him in front of Rupa Goswami also. Matlab, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, his Guru Maharaj, then his Guru Maharaj, and his Guru Maharaj, all the way to Krishna, including Rupa Goswami, all of them appeared to him. and told him, now you can go. Now is the right time to go. And he went away. This is not written in his book. He had told his disciples. He went just before leaving, his divine grace Rupa Goswami appeared to me where his samadhi was. Where he was staying, where the samadhi was. And near the samadhi, Rupa Goswami appeared to him and told him, now you please go. And they said that all of our blessings are with you. Do not fear. You will get difficulties, but don't forget that all of us are with you in spirit and you will be successful. And from there, then he went to Calcutta. From there, he went to Bombay. From where he got the boat and he went to America. This is how it is. So great personalities, their life is like that. Their life is not like us, our life, you know. We live our life for ourselves. They don't live their life for themselves. They live their life for everybody else. Sacrifice or upliftment or mercy, spirituality, they do everything for others. That's why Lord does everything for them, because they do everything for Lord's children. So Lord does everything for them. So Prabhupada has so many difficulties. But finally Prabhupada was so successful in giving the love of God to so many lost souls. You know, so many drug addicts, so many fallen people, so many debauchees, so many sinful people. Prabhupada lifted them from wherever they were and actually brought them to glorious life. Life of meaning, life of substance, life of happiness, life of virtue. Give all of these things to them. Okay? And all these things, you may get dream or may not get dreams, are available to you also. Don't forget that. Don't think only it was available to Prabhupada. And only he got dreams, so he was a blessed soul. Without getting dream also, all of you can get all those things which Prabhupada got. You have to understand that very much. He was definitely a special soul, no doubt about it. But you all have access to all those things in spite of not being so special soul also. You can become special by accessing all those things which Prabhupada has left behind. And he may come in dream or he may not come in dream, but he has already given you what you need to receive. It's like that. I also got so many dreams that I am visiting unknown places, but very powerfully spiritual holy places with some different sadhus which I know, that I know. They are taking me to holy places and I am so blissful, you know. Just I never seen that place, even today also, but I remember, now also I remember those places which I visited. So this is Lord's mercy to remind your memory of that spiritual experience which you want. Lord wants to pull you back to Him by giving more and more spiritual experiences. Unless there is experience, you can't go ahead. I mean, you have to have some experience here. You can't just listen to a pravachan and then say, oh, nothing great. But if you have some experience, then it can pull you. That's why you got experience sometime. That some blue boy was there in the garden. Right? Don't take such experiences cheaply. They are not ordinary. But what we do after that is more important than the dream. Have the Lord as, for example, Narad Muni, in the previous life, was the son of a Dasi, actually, Billa. That means in a forest tribal woman. And then she died one day by snake bite. So Narad Muni, not Narad Muni that time, a small boy, burnt her in the hut where they were staying. So ghar bhi gaya, mummy bhi gayi, everything got finished. So he left that place and he went to walking all the way into forest after forest. He kept walking and then long distance he went and he sat down for meditation. And he cried for the Lord. My Lord, now everything is gone. Only you are there in my life. Small child, huh? 5-year-old child. He got so detached. Before mummy died, mummy and he together had served saintly people. For a long time they served saintly people. Mummy also served. Then she died. And then the saintly people also had left for their next journey. So he also left somewhere else in the wilderness. And one place sat down and meditated. Suddenly Lord appeared to him. So he was so happy. so blissful, you know, finally I got my Lord. And I was so happy, and suddenly the Lord disappeared. He started crying, "Hare, I just found you, where are you? Where have you gone?" Then the Lord's voice spoke to him. He said, "Now I will never appear to you again. So that you hanker for me and purify yourself and hanker for me and hanker for me to achieve me. This darshan is only to create hankering in your heart for me." And then in next life, that boy became Narad Muni. As Manasaputra of Brahma. He took birth from mind of Brahma and he became Narad Muni. And you know what Narad Muni is like. We address him in a very funny way, but Narad Muni is a very, very, very special divine soul. So that hankering is created by the Lord. But suppose Lord comes to you in a dream, or his holy place comes to you, or something else comes to you in dream, and you do not get that hankering, that means something is wrong there. You have to think like that. If Lord's thing appear to you and you don't develop hankering for that, that means it is of no use. We have to correct ourselves. Somewhere the chemistry is wrong somewhere. We have to correct the chemistry, correct the pH, and then right pH, again Lord will appear. How is the radio? Huh? Australia mein match chal rahi hai, India okay, Australia. Huh? Commentary chal rahi hai, abhi tum last moment pe aa gaya hai. Sabko sunne ka hai wo. और रेडियो चल रहा है, क्यों वो चल रहा है ऐसे? बिकॉज योर स्टिक इज नॉट एट द राइट प्लेस. वंस इट कम्स एट राइट प्लेस, देन एवरीथिंग कम्स फ्रॉम देयर, राइट? सो इट्स कॉल्ड ट्यूनिंग. यू आर वेल ट्यून्ड, परफेक्टली ट्यून्ड. समथिंग कॉल्ड एज बिग ट्यूनर एंड कॉल्ड फाइन ट्यूनिंग इज देयर. आफ्टर दैट यू फाइन ट्यून इट, यू मूव लाइक दिस, बट इट मूव्स हार्डली देयर, जस्ट मूव्स एंड ब्रिंग्स यू टू द करेक्ट frequency. When you come on correct frequency, everything crystal clear comes from there. Although you are in Bombay, but Australia commentary is coming crystal clear. So what we do, what we need is to be tuned in properly. If you are rightly tuned in, then all these messages of dreams and life will be meaningful to you. So let's all become rightly tuned to Krishna, not tuned to Maya. If Krishna gives a message to you and you are tuned to Maya, message will not reach you. Hota hai na aise. But send a message to you and your mobile is switched off, will it reach you?
No.
Even if your mobile is on and battery is low, it still may not reach you. So you have to be fully charged and you have to be switched on. Then message will reach you. So always be switched on and be fully charged. What is the meaning of fully charged? Do your sadhana properly. Chant your rounds. Chant the holy name of the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Read scriptures. Hear the message of the Lord regularly. Meet devotees. Go to holy place. Hear about the Lord. Follow regulative principles of life, about eating and everything, habits, spiritually requiring principles. So that means your battery will remain charged. Now always remain like this. What do you do with the antenna? Asia sat, Africa sat, you move like this, na? Keep it in the place, direction that you are expecting the wavelength to come to you. You can't put it to west and expect some Japanese vibrations coming to you. Asia sat or whatever you say. So, fully charged and keep your consciousness well tuned to the direction of the Lord. Then will you will receive right message with right intensity and right strength. So क्या बोलेंगे? हाँ, अरे नहीं नहीं मैं out of range हूँ जरा. मैं train में हूँ, गाड़ी में घूम रहा हूँ, तो मैं public area में आया हूँ, आवाज़ नहीं आ रहा है बराबर. Because you are not in right place. So then you say, okay, I'll get on the train and I'll talk to you. So to connect properly in mobile, what do? You have to see that you are in proper place, where the range is full and where the battery is charged. वो बोलेगा नहीं नहीं बैटरी डिस्चार्ज हो रही है, मैं उतरता हूँ जरा स्टेशन पे, वहाँ पर बैटरी लगाता हूँ चार्ज करने के लिए, एंड एट द सेम टाइम आई विल नॉट बी मूविंग एंड देन आई टॉक टू यू प्रॉपरली. मैटर इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, सो आई हैव टू गेट डाउन एंड बी इन प्रॉपर कंडीशन. ऐसा ही है सब, कॉमन थिंग, नथिंग ग्रेट. स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ भी ऐसा ही है, इट्स लाइक अ मोबाइल. But you always charged and always switched on and put in proper place where the range is there. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. My experience is, the day I do my morning duties to God properly, that day I can understand things properly. Whatever happens to the day, I know why these things are happening in this particular way. The day I do not do that, I am miserable. I am asking why? Why this is happening like this? The day I do my morning duties properly, I am okay. I understand why this is happening, why these things are happening the way they are happening. Okay? Hare Krishna.